Magdalene, wasn't it?
And George Washington's mother, or George Washington's wife.
Martha Washington.
Uh-huh. And the song, "Oh My Darling, Gray, They Have Taken You Away."
I don't remember that.
This was perhaps a popular name for a mare.
I just don't remember.
If a boy is named William when he's quite small, probably he's known as
Bill
or
Billy.
Uh-huh. And books of the Bible, there's this one, and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Well, now you're getting too deep.
I was thinking about M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
So Matthew?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wanted to get the pronunciation there. Some people say Matthew, some people say Matthew. And a man whose name is R-A-L-P-H, you would call?
Ralph.
Is there a family in around, or was there in the early days, a family named C-O-O-P-E-R?
Not that I ever knew of.
Is there one around now?
No, I don't know anybody.
How would you pronounce that name?
I spell it over.
C-O-O-P-E-R.
Oh, Cooper. Cooper. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's lots of Coopers around in the country.
And what would you call the woman in this family?
I'd call her Mrs. Cooper.
Uh-huh. Term for a local preacher. What would you call a local preacher?
Well, he's a reverend, a parson.
Uh-huh. And if you were introducing him to someone?
Well, I'd say Reverend so-and-so.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a part-time preacher? One who's not really a preacher. He works at something else, and then on Sunday he may preach.
Yeah, they have a name, but I forget what it is. Half-time preacher, I believe it is.
Uh-huh. How about a carpenter, or a man who does other things, but also can saw a board and drive a nail, and sometimes does this for pay?
Now, say that over.
A man who does other things, but sometimes he'll take a job as a carpenter.
Well, generally call him sort of a jackleg carpenter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if that term was common.
Yeah.
Let's see, now, more of these terms of relation. My mother's sister would be
your aunt.
And if my father had a brother named William, he would be my...
Uncle.
Uncle what?
Well, if he's named Uncle William, wouldn't
he? Uh-huh. Eisenhower, before he became president, was called...
Dwight Eisenhower. General Dwight Eisenhower.
And the man who presides over the county court is...
County judge.
And his name...
Well, he's county judge.
Uh-huh. How would you address him?
Well, Your Honor, the judge, if he was in court.
If he were a friend of yours and you were going to introduce him to someone.
Well, I'd say Judge so-and-so, Judge Smith, Judge Jones, or Brown, whatever it might be.
Good. A person who is going to school is a?
He's a student.
A woman who works in an office and takes dictation and runs a typewriter.
Secretary.
And a nationality, we're not Canadians, we're not Mexicans, we are?
Americans.
Any special term for Negroes?
Well, colored people.
What generally would you
call them? Well, Negroes are what you generally call them.
Uh-huh. How about Indians, any special term for them?
No, they're Kiowa, Comanches, whatever tribe they belong to.
Tribe, huh?
Yeah, go with the tribe. That's the way they all have done this kind of been lots of Indians, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a white person who is shiftless and poor?